And a good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we'll be talking about the Pickentime Mountain Music and Harvest Festival coming up on November 2nd at the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability in Jackson. With us here today, the RCARS director, that's hard to say, David, David Deitch, along with the director of the Robinson Scholars Program for the University of Kentucky, Jeff Spradling. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
I'm going to have to work on that RCARS stuff, though, a little bit, David, during the course of the show.
Right. Yeah, that can be a little cumbersome. Let's just refer to it as RCARS.
All right. Good. I got you. Well, tell me a little bit, first of all, about this event and maybe the purpose of it, and I'll let you start, David, since it's at your place, and I'll let Jeff jump in.
Okay, well, the Robinson Center, established in 1925 with the College of Agriculture, is involved in research, teaching, and extension. And so our role, our purpose here in Eastern Kentucky is quite varied. A lot of departments are represented at the Robinson Center. And what we wanted to do was put together an event that really celebrated the Appalachian culture in music, in crafts, in food, and just get people more acquainted with what it is about Eastern Kentucky that makes it so special. That's a special place.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that maybe a lot of folks don't realize what a valuable resource that we have down in Jackson at the research farm and at the Robinson Forest, which is also part of that conglomeration of facilities. So this is a great opportunity for us to show the community the kind of things that are done at the research farm.
Well, we're going to talk about an overview, first of all, of the Robinson Scholars Program, because there may be many people out there, Jeff, that are not familiar with what it's all about. Maybe if you could give us sort of the outline.
Right, and I would point out that we're a collaborator on this project, and I'm always happy to talk about the Robinson Scholars Program. We serve 29 Eastern Kentucky counties, and we provide 29 full scholarships to the University of Kentucky every year to first-generation youth in Eastern Kentucky, typically low- to moderate-income students. We work with them through high school to develop them, to get them ready for college, and then we bring them to UK on full rides. And we're our home, really, our symbolic home, and really a lot of our programming is based at the Robinson Center. We got our start from proceeds from resources developed at the Robinson Forest. So we've always been a very close partner with Robinson Center, and particularly the College of Agriculture at the University of Kentucky.
Well, what I like about the Robinson Scholars Program is it provides opportunities for young people to go to college who otherwise might not be able to.
Right. And important to us is that we get them ready for college. A lot of times we see kids coming out of high school and coming to UK, and I'm sure they see this at any university, they're not fully prepared what to expect when they get to college. So we spend about 3 years developing them, getting them ready for the college culture, getting them prepared academically, getting them used to what they can expect, so that we can say that when our kids get through our high school program and get to university, they're fully prepared, that they know what to expect, and that makes a huge difference.
A number of these Robinson scholars have really gone on and done some great things.
Yeah, we've got our share of accomplished professionals. We actually have two of our alumni, one of them runs our college program and the other runs our high school program, and they're just outstanding people, some of the best people I've ever worked with. But we've got some doctors, we've got some lawyers, pharmacists. We're really starting to see folks live the Robinson dream, the hope that Eastern Kentucky kids can show the rest of the state what they're made of.
It's about making a difference, isn't it?
It sure is. And we feel like that our impact is growing steadily. It's only 29 a year, but now we're into we just selected our 14th class of Robinson Scholars. Those students are now high school seniors in the region, and we're really excited about them. It's the most accomplished academic class we've had, and I think it's a real testament to the quality of our high school programming.
Well, David, I'll turn to you, and if you would give me a little overview of what happens down at the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability in Jackson.
Well, again, it's a facility operated by the College of Agriculture, so there are several departments within that college that are represented there. And the idea is to conduct research and teaching and extension activities that are relevant to the region. For example, we have folks there that represent the Department of Forestry, the Horticulture Department, Plant and Soil Science, which was formerly known as Agronomy, Family Consumer Science. Again, taking all that research that's on main campus, doing some applied work to it there at the Robinson Center, and working through our county extension offices to make sure that information gets to the folks that can benefit the most from it.
David, it seems to me this speaks to a very important issue here in Appalachian Kentucky, especially with the recent decline in the coal industry, finding economic development opportunities for people in their communities.
That is a tough one, and that's something that I think is going to be discussed to great lengths, and you read about it every day in the paper now. What are we going to do with the declining coal economy? We really feel like there's a future. Agriculture can play an important role in eastern Kentucky, despite the kind of landscape and mountainous terrain that we have. Commercial farming on small scale can still be a great source of supplemental income for many, many families. So again, we're working with crops. We're looking at management systems that can be utilized and tweaked to fit our terrain, our landscape, our climate, et cetera, and make it really profitable for eastern Kentucky folks.
Well, and people think of agriculture, and they traditionally think of, okay, they're raising corn and soybeans or maybe tobacco and things like that, but there's so much more to agriculture than just those three crops and maybe the traditional farming experience.
Oh, absolutely. Eastern Kentucky has great potential for developing a livestock industry, and we've seen a lot of growth in that since my tenure at the Robinson Center. I've been there for 22 years, and we're seeing beef cattle numbers, horses, small ruminants like sheep and goat. Those numbers tend to increase. Again, the kind of terrain that we have lends itself fairly well to grazing and forage production on reclaimed surface mine land, another resource that's come out of surface mining in eastern Kentucky.
Well, you bring up a good point about the cattle and livestock, because I remember I had a person from the State Department of Agriculture on my show. It was probably a few years ago now, but we talked about the fact that Kentucky, many people don't realize this, is I think the largest beef producer east of the Mississippi River.
That's correct. Again, we're very fortunate that Kentucky lies in what we call that transition zone. So we get enough rainfall, we can grow warm season and cool season plants for grazing that other states don't have the same sort of opportunity. So, livestock is a big part of Kentucky, and I think we'll continue to see a lot of growth in this state. So, we work with that. We encourage a lot of producers to look at livestock production as another source of income in the mountains.
And, that's kind of one of the neat things about this festival that we have planned for next weekend is it's gives an opportunity for us to showcase some of these end products and wrap it around something that is just part of our so deeply embedded in our culture, which is traditional music. So this is really kind of for us, and what we hope to accomplish is this kind of traditional feel to what Eastern Kentucky has always been known for. And one of our points of pride is the quality of our people.
So part of this is basically to help introduce the R-Cars to folks around the area that may not know what you do?
I think that would be probably our number one goal and objective, actually. The committee that we're working with, fantastic folks there at the University of Kentucky, they have reminded me time and time again as we meet that we want to promote the Robinson Center. There's great value in the Robinson Center. So that's one of the things they want to highlight. And I tend to want to take a little bit more of a back seat and highlight other folks and other programs. But, I'm excited about this. I think folks will come away with a greater understanding of what the Robinson Center does in eastern Kentucky.
And included, I'd point out that one of our partners in this is the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music here. Jesse Wells will be down there next weekend teaching, I believe it's fiddling classes.
Right.
And folks from Apple Shop teaching music classes. We actually have Larry Cordell is going to teach songwriting classes. Of course, folks in this area know Larry well. He's one of our proudest alumni here from Morehead State, Grammy-winning songwriter and bluegrass musician. He'll be teaching workshops and then performing a concert at the end of the day.
Well, I think it's kind of neat about this. This kind of follows along with something I think I've noticed more maybe over the last decade or so is that when I came here back in the late 80s, There are a lot of people that were into traditional music and played it, but now people are really kind of sharing the craft a little bit more and teaching others how to be able to not just be someone who sits in an audience and watches and listens, but someone who can also maybe take part as an active participant.
Right. It seems to be a real renaissance, and, you know, Morehead has become a real center for that renaissance in traditional music, and it very much is a player's type of venue. One of our partners on this is the Nile Center for American Music. Dr. Ron Penn, who's the director of that, will also be teaching some classes at the event. We have a weekly show on campus on Fridays at noon called the Appalachia and the Bluegrass that the Nile Center promotes. And Larry will actually be performing at that on the Friday before our event on Saturday. So it's really exciting to go in this cozy little venue on campus and just have it standing room only every week for people turning out to hear music that is not considered a kind of a consumer type of music.
It is becoming that way, though, it seems, isn't
it? It is. It's very popular. I mean, several weeks ago we had a collaboration between one of the what we call the UK string band and a visiting group from Mongolia it was just absolutely fabulous to hear these traditional Mongolian musicians playing music with bluegrass musicians and traditional.
I can't even imagine that.
To hear a Mongolian throat singer, it's like experiencing something from a UFO. But it was just amazing to hear the Arhu players and
somehow this is taking me back a little bit, Jeff, and I know you're from the same era in the sense of when George Harrison learned the sitar from Ravi Shankar.
And to hear these, you know, of course, music is a universal language, and it was just such that was literally a show that people were out in the hallways in the Lucille Caudle Little Fine Arts Building listening to the music because there wasn't enough room to get in the venue. But every week, Ron Penn, I call him Uncle Penn, teasing, but amazing fiddle player, but the caliber of musicians that he brings to campus every week to promote traditional music. It's a very big point of pride for us at the university.
How big is the venue itself? Tell me a little bit about the venue.
Okay, the Nile Center seats about 60 people if you stand them sideways. The pickers love it because it's a hardwood it's just got this very crisp, clean sound to it. It's one of the rooms in the what we call our fine arts library at UK. Now, the venue at Robson Center, David can tell you a little bit more about it. We have a large auditorium. We have quite a big community center there that is going to facilitate the workshops and the concert and so forth. Again, and I guess we should point out that these classes are free on a first-come, first-served basis.
Well, that's kind of neat, too.
Yeah.
I imagine you're getting a lot of takers on that.
We hope so, because this is just a great opportunity for people that are interested in learning. And we're taking beginners, where there will be classes for beginners and more advanced musicians. I mean, the opportunity to sit down with someone like Larry Cordell and learn songwriting craft, I mean, from probably one of Eastern Kentucky's finest musicians and songwriters that we've ever produced, to be able to sit down with someone like Larry, who's just a fine individual. He's really been involved with us for the last couple of years and working with the Robinson Scholars, and he actually performed a concert with them this summer at our summer camp. Just an amazing opportunity for someone wanting to learn the craft.
Well, David, if some of these budding musicians go through all these classes and they are successful and eventually develop full-scale music careers from all this, are you getting the standard 10%?
Well, I'm going to offer my services as their agent. They have to sign a contract with me. No, we hope that this is going to be an inspiring event for all those that participate. Speaking just a little bit more to the location, the Robinson Center is located in Quicksand, Kentucky. and that's there on the North Fork Kentucky River in Breathitt County. Quicksand has a very fascinating history all its own, and it's something that might be worthy of another show sometime. But, yeah, I hope folks can find it on their GPS and join us on Saturday, November the 2nd.
Yeah, and I believe at one time it was the world's largest hardwood mill.
That's correct, yeah.
E.O. Robinson was a – E.O. Robinson was a huge philanthropist, and really his gift to the university of about 15,000 acres in Breathitt and Perry and Knott County was the genesis for both what David and I do now.
That's pretty neat. What about the venue that they'll be using for the event on November 2nd? David, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Again, they'll be arriving in Quicksand, Kentucky. They'll cross a one-lane blue bridge into a little bit community. Our auditorium is up on top of the hill. It was built back in the, I guess it was the 40s.
Wow.
We're doing a little bit of renovation there to make it meet code and make it a little more comfortable for folks. But that's where most everything will headquarter. We'll shuttle folks from the parking area up to the auditorium, and the auditorium, the building itself, will be surrounded by some tents, which will house crafts, and we'll have Mountain Cuisine for sale, and it's just going to be, it's going to be a great, great day there at the Robinson Center.
Boy, I love those old historic buildings, too, like that. I bet it's a pretty neat place.
It really is. It's a beautiful place.
And another thing that David's awfully modest sometimes, one of the great little facilities we have down there is the Wood Utilization Center, and one of the most popular things that draws down there is the opportunity to build wooden cutting boards in a workshop that's led by Bobby Ammerman, who's one of our forest extension agents. That has just been tremendously popular with folks that come down there. So there'll be some opportunities to see this wide variety of things that are agriculture related that are done down there.
Pretty neat. Yeah,
we're excited.
Again, we're talking today with Jeff Spradling and David Deitch. Jeff is the director of the Robinson Scholars Program for UK, and David is the director of the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability in Jackson. I guess it's sort of Quicksand, would we say?
Right.
Okay, all right. And if you want to shorten that out, David is the director of RCARS.
Correct.
Again, the event is on November 2nd. It's the Pick and Time Mountain Music and Harvest Festival, and we'll talk some more on Front Page about the event right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rowan Unite.
Here's another medicine etiquette tip from the Round Unite Coalition. This is Matt Sparks, Chief of Police at Morehead State University. Please dispose of medicine properly. Prescription take-back is this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Perkins Center in Morehead. We also have a permanent drop box at the Campus Police Department and another at the Sheriff's Office here in Round County. More information is available at roundunite.org or by calling 784-1350. The Round Unite Coalition, uniting the community in the fight against drug and alcohol abuse.
Welcome back to the Front Page. Again, mark your calendars now. November 2nd, the Pick and Time Mountain Music and Harvest Festival in Quicksand, Kentucky, which is near Jackson. We want to make sure we point out it's in Quicksand.
Correct.
Because that's a little bit different. It's kind of it's a cool thing. It's at the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability, and that's also known as RCARS. With us today, the director of that center, David Deitch, along with Jeff Spradling, director of the Robinson Scholars Program for UK. And as we continue the discussion, how did all those come about? I mean, how did you decide to do this? I mean, obviously a music event with traditional music in this area is always popular, but how did this all happen for you guys?
I'll speak a little bit and I'll let David kind of, this was really kind of David's idea. Another one of our important partners in this is the Appalachian Center at UK and Dr. Ann Kingsolver, who was very instrumental in helping us pull this together. We've all long, as partners, seen the value of the Robinson Center and very interested in making sure that the people in the region understand what a great resource this is for the region. And, again, like you say, pointing us in a direction post-coal, as we all know, that we've got to come up with new economic strategies. So that kind of was our thinking. And, of course, people love music. And the Appalachian, the Bluegrass Project of Dr. Penn's has been so successful that we wanted to take that to the region, and I'll let David pick up from there.
Well, every other year at the Robinson Center, we try to offer a large field day, again, to highlight many of our applied research and extension activities, and we promote that across Eastern Kentucky. And working through our Kent Extension office, we try to put a big show on every other year. And I guess folks began to think that maybe we were just a little heavy and getting a little boring on just the educational side. We needed to kind of flare it up a little bit. And Dr. Ron Penn contacted me, and he said, you know, I'd like to add some music to this program. So through his generous offer, we formed a committee, got together, put our heads together, brainstormed what this could be about. So, you know, it's all come together. We're excited about it, and we've got some great talent, some of the best talent in the region. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about how folks can benefit from
it. It's been about a year of planning, and I'll have to say that David Ditch is an amazing planner. I mean, he pulls off this Mountain Ag Week every other year down there. We rotate between the Princeton farm and us doing this. And it was quite a planning feat to pull all this together and get all these various people involved.
I was going to ask you how you did that, because that's an impressive list that you've put together.
Well, I can't take credit for that. Jeff and others have tremendous contacts in the region, and they were able to get folks excited about this kind of a program. So I'm really not responsible for a lot of that.
I guess sometimes even a blind squirrel finds an acorn, Chuck. But really, though, I mean, Ron Penn knows a lot of these musicians. I mean, most of them perform at the Appalachian and the Bluegrass. Jesse Wells is scheduled to be there again this fall. He was there last year. And, of course, I mean, what an amazing musician. And this family of musicians, they all know each other and play together. And Ron was really instrumental in pulling those folks together. Of course, with all the contacts that David has in Extension, and I mean, can point to someone like Martha Yunt, who's the 4-H Extension agent down in Breathitt County, who does such a tremendous job. My youngest daughter, that's her hero. When she found out that Martha was doing a booth, she's like, well, I guess I know where I'll be on November 2nd. Of course, all of us had various people that we knew that would want to be involved in this. And so it was very much a group effort.
Well, it also sounds to me that these people were more than willing to get involved and kind of give back to their home area.
Yeah, that's true. And all of us are very passionate about Eastern Kentucky. I mean, I'm from Menifee County, and I'm just so proud to be working in a program that serves Eastern Kentucky. And, of course, David's been in Jackson for a number of years at the Robinson Center. Dr. Kingsolver has strong roots to the region. It's from Carlisle. So we're all very passionate about serving Eastern Kentucky.
Would you like to make this an annual event?
That's our plan. You know, we're a little scared about how this may turn out next Saturday. I mean, you know, when you plan an event for the first time, you never really know how well it's reaching the folks and how many folks are going to be really interested in it and how to show up. So, you know, you're a little concerned that you might have a few, or the other side of the coin would be 2,000 show up and you've only planned for a crowd of, you know, 500. So we're going to learn a lot next Saturday. And assuming that we get some decent response and all of our musicians feel like, you know, they've been appreciated, we'd like to make this an annual event. Actually, in 2014, we'll be scheduled to do our Mountain Ag Week, and we're hoping this will kind of roll in and be part of that whole process.
That sounds pretty neat. Well, as you said, too many. You don't want to feel like the two soldiers that were left at the fort in Beaugest, those two French soldiers right in the middle of the Sahara. You know, all by yourself.
You're showing
with
your
the great
age
hordes
there, Chuck.
On their way. Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I talked about George Harrison and the sitar, so I guess I've already done that once today, and once is probably enough. But I guess, again, we want to remind people that the Pick and Time Mountain Music and Harvest Festival will be November 2nd. What time does it start?
We have a warm-up concert. I guess you'd call it a concert at 9 o'clock. But crafters will probably be there and ready to show their talents around 8:30.
All right. And then the event is free to attend. I guess there is $5 for parking if you want to park nearby, and you can shuttle up to the hill to get involved with everything. But it sounds like a great event. Is there another place that if they want more information that they could get it?
Certainly. They can log on to our website at the Robinson Center, www.ca2.uky.edu/rcars.
Or you can Google rcars is a good
Might
way to
Might be an easier
there.
Way to do it. Yeah.
And that's rcars as in R-C-A-R-S. So, All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. Best of luck with the event.
Thank you, Chuck. It's always great to be here at WMKY, one of the premier public radio stations in Kentucky. And renew your pledge.
Despite my presence here. Jeff Spradling and David Jeitsch are guests today on the Front Page. Again, that event, the Pick and Time Mountain Music and Harvest Festival, November 2nd at the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability in Quicksand, Kentucky, near Jackson.
Be there.
Be there or be square. I'm Chuck Morales, host of The Front Page. See you next time.